Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line is Sarah Eisker, political analyst, to take a look at what's going on in Washington and elsewhere around the political landscape. Sarah, thanks for being with us. You know, all eyes on New York City this primary day, not just because it's a contentious primary with a lot of candidates, which it has been, but also because of the form of voting they're using. We've been explaining to people what ranked choice voting is throughout the day this morning. It's getting its first real big test today in New York City.
That's right. I'm pretty excited about this. You know, in theory, we've talked about what ranked choice voting would do to campaigns, how it would change partisanship in this country. But New York City is joining 17 other U.S. cities like San Francisco, Santa Fe, Minneapolis, the state of Maine, even the Academy Awards all use ranked choice voting. But none of those places have even half the population of New York City. So this is a huge debut for ranked choice voting in the country. And interestingly, what we've seen so far is that it hasn't really changed how the candidates have interacted with one another. You know, in theory, if you're trying to be people's second choice, you would be really nice to all of the other candidates because you want their supporters to like you too. But in the closing days here in particular, the frontrunner Eric Adams has had a pretty normal burn it all down strategy when it comes to the other candidates. It will be interesting to see whether those other candidates do still put him as their second or third choice.
It only works, right, if you've got a lot of candidates in the same primary, right?
That's right. So when you look at the numbers overall, you'll see that about 94% of the time, the person who starts in first place ends up winning the whole thing, which makes it seem like maybe ranked choice voting doesn't matter that much. But remember, in a lot of those races, you're talking about two, maybe three candidates, in which case, yeah, ranked choice voting is not going to make a huge difference. Where it can make a huge difference is a race just like the New York City mayor's race, where you've got about eight people, you've got four clumped at the top, at least according to polling, and you've got polling that probably isn't that accurate because of how few people are actually going to end up voting in this race compared to the registered voter population. You've got 5.6 million registered voters in New York, and we're looking at maybe 600,000, 700,000 who are going to vote in this race. So that's what makes it really interesting. I went back and looked at the 2016 Republican primary, another time we had a lot of candidates all vying sort of at that top bit there at the beginning. No question, really, that Donald Trump would not have won the first three primaries, Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, if they had used ranked choice voting. So this could have real consequences if it's adopted more and more across the country.
It seems like something that's perfect for a primary election, right? When it's people, especially, you know, New York State, a closed primary system, only people in the party can vote for that party's candidates or people who want to be that party's candidate. It seems like that is the atmosphere or the opportunity to maybe test this out. There's usually at least a couple or a few people who are running, and, you know, maybe that's the opportunity to get this going.
I think on the front end, that's absolutely where people see ranked choice voting making the most difference. Again, that 2016 Republican primary is a great example. This New York City mayor's race is like built for ranked choice voting. But some people are big proponents of it in general elections because they think it will break the grip on the two-party system in the United States and really open up the path for third-party candidates to be viable and to have even if they don't win in those first few elections, to have a real voice in pulling the two parties in one direction or another policy-wise. So it could have that effect down the road. But I think you're exactly right. Now, as the country's just starting to kind of dabble in ranked choice voting, its biggest impact will be on primaries.
You know, okay, New York City is part of New York State. We're part of New York State here in Buffalo. Why are New York City elections or primaries today subsidized?
Oof. That's a good question. You know, I thought you were going to ask me why New York City elections are so watched across the country and well outside of New York State. You know, New York State's laws actually do not seem to have fully caught up with what New York City is doing in other respects. So, you know, New York City's adopted ranked choice voting, but New York State actually requires a hand count if it's ever between 0.5% between two candidates. And it's unclear whether that's going to apply to every round of ranked choice voting. And it will be weeks, therefore, until we know who won this New York City mayor's race. There's also a problem in legal challenges. It says you have 10 days after the primary to challenge the outcome. But again, if you haven't actually been able to count the votes until 10 days after. So I think New York State Albany is going to have to really look at how New York City's elections are going to work from now on. It's not just the funding. It's also the legal challenges, the hand count requirements. None of it quite makes sense anymore.
Yeah, I didn't mean to blindside you, but we had a guest on earlier who told us that their elections are subsidized and that there's, you know, millions of dollars that these candidates are spending on their campaigns that come from the city.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of wild. You have other proponents, like, you know, you've got the ranked choice people. I'm one of them. You've also got people who think that campaigns should be more subsidized, that it will cut down in money in politics or allow those lesser funded candidates to, you know, get more attention. There's been very little evidence in the academic research, at least, that has made much of a difference. You know, Andrew Yang in his presidential campaign ran on the idea of democracy dollars. And our friends in the Pacific Northwest have tried something like that without much effect, actually. What's interesting also in the ranked choice voting part is the whole idea is it'll cut down on negative campaigning. Well, the academic studies show that that hasn't really happened either in a bunch of these races, for instance, in Maine. But we'll see whether Eric Adams, who still ran a relatively negative campaign, is hurt by that, not hurt at all. I think this is the big test for whether ranked choice voting makes a difference in the types of messages that voters hear.
You know, in general, whether it's primaries today or the elections that are coming up in November, are there any trends you're looking for this year that might carry over into the midterms next year?
Oh, for sure. So the statistics coming out of New York City right now are staggering, and the voters have noticed homicides up 53% over 2 years, shootings up 100% over 2 years. Public safety is the number one issue for Democratic primary voters today in New York City. That is a big test for Democratic primaries going into the midterms, but also the general election. You have some candidates in the race who have tried to sort of pivot away from the public safety conversation into more quality of life issues. But you have Eric Adams, who is, at least according to the polling, running in the catbird seat right now, who has taken on that public safety message straight on in a much more moderate way than the progressive wing of the Democratic Party wants to talk about it. No defund the police coming from his campaign. So I think a lot of us are watching this race, not because New York City is particularly representative of the United States or even of the Democratic Party. We're talking very few people, as I said, who are actually going to vote in today's election, even among New Yorkers. But will that public safety issue really drive voters to a different type of Democratic candidate? If so, I absolutely guarantee the Democratic Party is watching that closely and going to apply those lessons learned in other districts throughout the country heading into 2022.
Sarah, thank you for the time this morning. We appreciate it. Sarah Isker, political analyst, joining us live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.